The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Fancher of KLMJ Radio in Hampton and Seth Boyes of the Dickinson County News. Brian, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Hello, Senator.
Yeah, and by the way, thanks to both of you for being on here, and thanks to Spirit Lake for covering my Dickinson County meeting.
Sure.
Okay, we'll start with Hampton.
Okay, Senator, this is Brian at KLMJ. 16 years ago today, of course, the 9/11 attacks happened. Give us your thoughts on the state of the war on terrorism 16 years later.
Yeah. I'll quote the FBI director maybe less than a year ago. They're watching 1,000 people in the United States and at least one in every state of people that are either want to do terrorism in this country or to maybe have a sympathy for what ISIS and Al-Qaeda and other terrorists are trying to do overseas. Probably one-third of that 1,000 have a Muslim background. So it seems to me it's a threat in this country. Now, I think the FBI would probably tell you that in the last few years, they've intervened to stop potentially 150 incidents. But don't forget, in Orlando, Chattanooga, Ohio State, Boston, Minneapolis, Fort Hood, and San Bernardino, maybe collectively around 100 or more Americans killed, even though the government has intervened to stop a lot of instances like that. So my evaluation of it is that we're going to be in a dangerous position for a long, long time. I think that that's a summation of where we are after 16 years. But one other thing to remember, it was kind of 9/11 that really waked us up to the serious threat of people not liking Americans and willing to kill us. You know, you can go back to the 72 Olympics. You can go back to TWA hijacking 1979 in Greece when American was assassinated on a plane. And then you can go to the 93 attempted bombing and some people killed in 93 at the towers, the same towers that went down 9/11. And then you think about the USS, whatever the ship was, that was hit by terrorists over in the Persian Gulf area. And then you think about our embassies in East Africa being bombed. So that those things all happened before 9/11. So 9/11 is where we finally woke up to the fact that we have a war against extreme jihadist Muslims. Let's go to Seth.
Okay. So there's a federal lawsuit being filed against, or I should say that there's a lawsuit being filed against the federal government regarding DACA, and Iowa's Attorney General has just signed on to that. What are your feelings on that process?
Well, don't forget on the now what they're doing is going to court to try to say that the president's actions was illegal, that he should have legalized the DACA people. But you got to go back to 2 years before Obama did it. He said he didn't have the authority to do it. He said he wasn't a king. It was up to Congress to do something. Congress didn't do something. So then he did what the president undid. But in the meantime, a court said that what the President Obama did was unconstitutional. So I don't know how a lawsuit that tries to say that that President Obama or President Trump acted in an unconstitutional way by what he did last week, how those square with each other. Well, you have judges interpreting the same law and the same part of the Constitution in different ways. That's how you get stuff to the Supreme Court. But I don't think that there's any more credibility to what these attorney generals have said that differs from what a judge said against President Obama, except they're just different points of view, different interpretations of the law. Back to Brian.
Yes, Senator. Just your thoughts about we've had these two major hurricanes hit the states in the last month, and your thoughts about helping folks while at the same time maybe any concerns you still have about the debt ceiling.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure you're asking that question because I voted against increasing the debt ceiling, and it had nothing to do with my opposition to the help for Houston, Harvey, and Irma by $15 billion, because I want to help them. But by tying it together, and my feeling that we shouldn't have had an increase in the debt ceiling without some restrictions on spending. And I think I proved that when I voted to separate the two bills previously. And of course, that separation didn't take place. So I voted against it, not because I was against helping aid. Now this $15 billion we just appropriated will not be enough money. And sometime in the future, I'll have a chance to show you. I put my vote where my opinion is. And if there's a clean vote, up or down, on helping victims of natural disasters, I will vote to help them in that particular instance. But the two things should not have been tied together. Seth?
Yes, also going into that budget there, is there still the possibility of a shutdown on the president's part regarding the wall, and what are your feelings? Have they changed?
No. The question, if you get to December the 1st and you ask that question, it would be very legitimate, and it's not an illegitimate question now, except in the votes that we took last week, there won't be any shutdown of the government as a possibility until December the 8th. Brian?
Yes, Senator, I also wanted to ask you about your bipartisan bill with Senator Franken about the Foreign Bankruptcy Relief Bill. What can you tell folks about it?
Yeah. Well, the bill that he's talking about that I joined him in is a bill that changes what we passed in, oh gosh, when did we pass the bankruptcy bill? Late 90s or early 2000s, we passed a permanent Chapter 12 just for farm bankruptcy. And in order to use Chapter 12, you have to have an operation of under $5 million. And with the increase in farmland the way it has been, we need to raise that figure because $5 million is not legitimate. So we're just trying to bring the federal Chapter 12 bankruptcy laws up to the realities of economics and inflation of land prices. Seth?
Yes, you had the judicial hearings with Donald Trump Jr., and did you find the answers that the committee found to be satisfactory on the matter?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it was a hearing that the questions were asked by staff. Members could go if they wanted to. I think three or four members went and listened, but the agreement that Senator Feinstein and I had that that only staff of the Democrats and Republicans would ask questions. He was there for 5 hours. He answered every question. I did not attend. Senator Feinstein did not attend. We will have a transcript not yet available that would tell us all we want to know that went on there. And I haven't been briefed by my staff on what went on there last Thursday yet, so I really can't answer your question, but I think the fact that I have great confidence in the lawyers for Republicans and Democrats that were asking the questions, that it was a very successful meeting based on the fact that he didn't refuse to answer any question. There were a few times I've been told that he maybe said, I don't have any recollection, but don't forget you're going back 20 months. Well, now, wait a minute. No, going back about 14 months of when the meeting actually took place. Brian, this will be the last question.
Getting back to the hurricane relief, what do you want to tell people about donating to the American Red Cross?
Well, people might think I think they should not donate to the Red Cross because I've been critical of how they've handled some of their money, but they do deliver well. I would say Samaritan's Purse is another one I would suggest that they donate to. Maybe there's a lot of others, but those are the two that I hear the most about. And we're a donator to both. But in the final analysis, the Red Cross's problem isn't with how they handle the money. Well, in some instances, I'd say it is how they handle the money, but it's not going to cause me to say people shouldn't contribute to them for Houston because they're going to be doing a good job in Houston. The problem is that they have not been entirely transparent in answering our questions, transparent how they handle the money, and consequently, the criticism for me is that they really haven't cooperated with Congress all the time the way they should.
Thank you, Brian and Seth, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.